So we start with breaking news, and just in the last half hour, a barrage of rockets has begun to be fired from Gaza towards southern Israel. Dozens are being intercepted by Israel's Iron Dome defense system. The rockets were fired just a short while after Israeli airstrikes on Gaza. The Israeli military says they were targeting launch sites by Palestinian Islamic Jihad. At least 16 people have been killed in the Gaza Strip in the last 2 days. Let's go straight now to Yumna El-Sayed. She's in Gaza City for us. She's just taking cover from the rockets that are being fired as we speak. Yumna, tell us what's happening. What can we see?
Yes, Folly. Rockets are now being launched from the Gaza Strip from different areas. I can see them coming out from different areas, from all directions, at the same time, from the Gaza Strip, being launched towards Israeli towns right now. We are surrounded by barrages of rockets that are being fired from everywhere. The sky above us is full of smoke. As we watch tens of rockets being fired from the Gaza Strip in this instance.
Yumna, these rockets are being fired from the Gaza Strip towards southern Israel, but they appear to be above the skies of Gaza. Can you explain that?
Again, I'm sorry, Folly, again?
Just explain to us why we're seeing the rockets being fired over the skies of Gaza when they are being fired from Gaza towards Israel.
Yes, I mean, they are fired from Gaza towards Israel, but as they pass, because they're coming from different areas, they could be actually launched from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. We can see them drawing maps over us, over our heads in the skies of Gaza as they're being launched from here and towards moving towards the Israeli towns or being fired towards the Israeli towns. And that's why I'm saying we can see the smoke covering the skies of Gaza as these rockets are being fired now.
And it must be absolutely terrifying for the people down below, where you are, where other people are further down on the street, perhaps sheltering in houses. What are people doing at this point?
Well, already there was a very high sense of fear and tension among the residents of Gaza. Everyone was staying at home. People have limited their movements since yesterday and all night, these hours in the morning. People only went out to get very limited necessities in case they needed anything from nearby supermarkets. Other than that, the entire Gaza Strip is closed. All shops, major shops, all facilities have shut down. So everyone was already waiting for this moment. But now, with the amount of rockets that have been launched in just a matter of minutes together, that huge number of rockets being fired at that time, this also causes a great amount of fear among the people. We're journalists. We're on the rooftop here, filming and reporting. And there is fear among us. So you can imagine how it is for the residents of Gaza, who are also hearing strikes, Israeli airstrikes in the early hours of the morning, and now the launching of the rockets, and also the explosions of the Iron Dome rockets trying to intercept these rocket launches.
I mean, it really is extraordinary scenes that you're showing us, Yumna. All of these rockets being fired over Gaza City. It is not a large area, but still, this was a lot of rockets. We're used to hearing of rockets being fired from Gaza towards southern Israel. But how unusual is it to see them in this quantity?
Yes, I mean, from where I am, we're almost in the middle of the Gaza City, and we can see the rockets being fired from in the northern part in front of us. As I was explaining, we're standing on the rooftop of our building, so we could see them from the north. We could see other rockets being fired from the east, and others on the other direction from the west. So it's really very actually It's very terrifying to see such a scene at the same time, all these amounts of rockets being fired with this intensity and this huge number all at the same time. We have witnessed a lot of launching of rockets before, barrages being launched, but usually from the same location or same direction. But to find them from several directions at the same time, this is something that has caused a sense of an anxiety and fear here among us journalists reporting and filming this. Everyone was trying to look at all directions to find rockets being launched at the same time.
Yeah, I fully appreciate the job that you're doing there is not easy, especially as you were literally coming under fire of rockets overhead. This was a real message, wasn't it, being sent by Palestinian factions to Israel?
Yes, fully. So we don't know if this is just an initial response to the assassination of the three Islamic Jihad commanders, or this is actually just a response on the Israeli airstrikes that have been taking place this morning on military sites belonging to Al-Quds Brigades. Now, as I just explained, the intensity of the rockets that were launched, the amount of the rockets that were launched, this is something new. This is something new for the people here. It's something new for Gaza to be launching that amount. More rockets now. We can hear more rockets now being launched. So you can see that the time between every barrage and the other is very limited. It's very small. So this is something that hasn't really happened. This is a new experience that we're experiencing from the Gaza Strip in terms of rocket launching.
Yumna, if you feel safe enough just to stay for one more question as we watch these rockets continue to be fired from the Gaza Strip towards southern Israel, as Yumna saying, a massive barrage of rockets. There now, can we hear the air sirens going off? Is that in Gaza?
I'm sorry, Folly, you're going to have to repeat that again. The sound of the Israeli drones above our heads is very high, and it's really interrupting the connection. I can barely hear you.
Just wanted to find out if the noise that we just heard there was air raid sirens.
The sound is cutting. I can't hear you.
Okay,
Folly.
It appears we do have a few connection issues, understandably, with Yumna El Saeed there in Gaza City. She was speaking to us as a barrage of rockets was being fired from the Gaza Strip towards southern Israel. Those rockets coming from all parts of the Strip towards Israel, even over her head as she was talking to us. Let's go over the border now, and we can speak to Willem Marx. He's in Ashkelon in Israel. Willem, those were really extraordinary scenes that we saw in Gaza. Rockets coming from all parts of the city there, a very tightly knit urban enclave, headed towards southern Israel. What were you seeing from that side of the border?
Well, Laura, you can see behind me there's quite an open series of fields giving us quite a view of those various barrages over the last 45 minutes or so. They're continuing now, and what we saw was, as you pointed out, multiple different trajectories coming from different origin points, mostly heading over our heads towards the coastline. And we've seen the Iron Dome from a couple of different battery locations intercepting them. Maybe a dozen rockets about 45 minutes ago, another dozen a few minutes after that, and then maybe 10 minutes ago, as you were speaking to Yumna there, many, many more, probably 30 or so different explosion sounds as those intercepted rockets fell to Earth after the Iron Dome did its interception. What's so interesting here, though, as well, I don't know if you can see in the far distance on the horizon here, there are some plumes of smoke rising up. We've heard from the Israeli military that they have used airstrikes on a couple of different targets, looking to try and stop some of those rocket crews as they go about their work, according to the Israeli military. And we've also heard sirens both in our location, slightly further south from here in Sderot, in parts of Ashkelon, which is just a few kilometers up the road, as far north as Ashdod, which is even further up the coast. And, of course, we're hearing that one single rocket at least has landed inside Sderot. And there's more, you can see now, more interceptions by the Iron Dome there, those small plumes of smoke in the distance, probably about 5 or 6 kilometres from our position, as those rockets leave Gazan territory and enter into this part of southern Israel, Laura.
Willem, just explain to our viewers what the Iron Dome system is and how effective it is. I mean, we saw so many rockets coming from Gaza, and you say only one or a very few number actually get through.
Yeah, so projectiles that leave a territory that's under essentially surveillance, it's a wide series of radar systems, the Iron Dome, that looks for projectiles that are airborne. It then sends up its own projectiles to intercept them. And over the course of, let's say, 45 minutes, we've seen maybe 60 different explosions. We can hear those explosions as well a few seconds later because of the distance. What that means is those interceptions have taken place. So far, we have one report of a rocket landing to Earth, which means the vast majority of these have been intercepted by these systems put in place by the Israeli military.
OK, and just explain what residents are doing, because even though this Iron Dome does exist, obviously some rockets do get through, and there must be a lot of fear throughout people living in these border areas.
Yeah, there's a lot of people passing us on the roads here. There is still traffic, people travelling relatively quickly, as you might imagine. There are military checkpoints along a lot of the major roads here, trying to discourage people from travelling through this region, particularly at the moment. People that live here have been told over the last 24 hours or so to stay close to shelters. During the siren sounding, of course, people encouraged to enter into the shelters. And we've heard yesterday from the local government that dozens of families from some of the communities here, which have now subsequently been targeted today, have been encouraged to move away, at least temporarily. We had heard early this morning that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu would be reviewing this situation, seemingly. And I'm going to make an assumption here, based on the activity today, they will not be relieving some of those measures being placed on residents here. We heard from him last night that he would like people living in this part of southern Israel to take instruction from local authorities when it comes to their security.
OK. Willem, thanks very much. Willem Marx there in Ashkelon in Israel. Let's go back now to Yumna El-Sayed. We can now see her. She's up for us in Gaza City. Yumna, just give us an update on what's been happening in the last few minutes while we've been talking to Willem.
Yes, so we're still hearing sounds of rockets being launched from Gaza. We're hearing also the sound of rockets fired from the Iron Dome system to intercept those rockets. We can see a lot of smoke in the sky around us. After the recent barrages that were actually fired from different directions in Gaza, it's quiet now for these moments. But we can still see the smoke from the other... if you can hear now, these are rockets by the Iron Dome system trying to intercept rockets. So probably since the rockets by the Iron Dome are being fired, we know that other rockets are being fired from different areas that are a little bit far from the Gaza City. So we can't see them, but we can hear the explosion of the Iron Dome rockets trying to intercept them.
OK, Yumna El-Sayed is bringing us all the very latest there from Gaza City, where a barrage of rockets has been sent from all parts of the Gaza Strip towards southern Israel just in the past 15 minutes or so. Yumna is going to keep an eye on events there for us. Yumna, many thanks indeed.